Monday, the 9th of September. Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner here at Radio Veritas. Well, today we're going to talk a little bit more about women in science. And we're going to talk about a biologist called Christiane Nielsen-Volhart. How's that for a big name? Christiane Nielsen-Volhart. She was born in Germany in 1942. What was going on in 1942 in Germany? Do you remember, guys? That's right, it's in the middle. She was born in the middle of World War II. And she knew from when she was quite small, from when she was 12, that she wanted to be a biologist. I don't even think I knew what a biologist was when I was 12. At that time, there were lots more men than women at universities in Germany. And women were expected to stay home, have the children, and cook the meals and keep the house. And it was a very competitive environment in which only men were really expected to perform. But Christiane prevailed, and she even got a PhD, a doctorate, in molecular biology. And she decided to focus on genetics. So Christiane worked with Dropsilia, also known as fruit flies, and she was mesmerized by their development. How does a fertilized cell become a complex animal? So that's really how do we become? How do genes tell our cells to grow? And she began harvesting fly embryos and then exposing them to mutagens. And she would see which part of the fly was affected by the mutation. She and her team found success. They were able to see which genes were involved in the embryo's pattern formation and which genes determined the fly's body plan and segmentation. And in 1995, she won the Nobel Prize in Physiology and Medicine. And this research led directly to us understanding how human embryos develop and beginning to learn more about the evolution of species. And her work paved the way for doctors to be able to screen for birth defects and also to understand what can cause miscarriages. So she was a very, very important person in terms of our building blocks of understanding humanity, although she was looking at fruit flies. And she looked at fruit flies because they grow very quickly. They don't need a lot of time to develop, whereas human beings need a long time to develop. We need lots of time to grow. And she understood, and this is important, she understood how as fruit flies grow, as they develop, she began to understand really those building blocks of how genes put us together. And that's very helpful when we look now at human beings now. If you are going to go and see someone who is pregnant now, they will probably go to a gynecologist in a hospital and they'll have some bloods taken so that the gynecologist can look for genetic diseases, can look for things that might warn us about, is this a dangerous pregnancy or is this an okay pregnancy? Do they need to get the mother to lie down for the pregnancy? And all those things so that the mother and the baby can be as healthy as possible. And those are all things that we are beginning to understand. I listened to a biologist recently and he said the more he studied biology, the more he realized that he didn't understand about everything in creation. Isn't that beautiful? The more we understand, the more questions there are, and the more we understand how complex God's world is. Let's close our eyes now and let's pray. Lord, we give thanks for the men and women who have pushed the boundaries of science, who help us to understand our bodies, how our minds work, how our world works better and better. And we ask for your grace that we might be inspired to study and grow and become men and women who are deeply interested in everything that you have made. Amen.